Couple's Guide to Getting Married with Josh Withers.
Welcome to another draft, a chapter of my book, The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. I'm super scared today because I'm doing this in video and audio, plus on a blog. But it's also really exciting to bring these ideas to life in a really formal way and share them with you. Plus, reduce the cost of editors and whatnot, because you guys will let me know what I screw up. Today's chapter is a favourite of mine. It's a conversation I've probably had with every single couple that have allowed me to. Not everyone's allowed me to. Some people are very much set on having a keeping up with the Joneses, keeping up with the Kardashians kind of wedding. They're maybe not too worried about having an intimate personal wedding. But if you are, this is the chapter for you, because honestly, if you ignore everything else, if you just do this chapter, you'll get such a firm and solid basis for getting married. It's called How Do People Like Us Marry? It's something about the wedding business where there's very much like, we all just do it like this. We all just do it this way. Don't ask any questions. But for many couples, this is the first time that you've gathered this many people together and you've spent this much money. It's a fantastic exercise of working on your relationship together. So if you don't do this, you're missing out on the best part of the opportunity, which isn't even the wedding, it's just the figuring out who you are and how the people like you do things. So you can read this on the blog, rebels.guide. You can listen to the podcast or watch the video. And if you find any errors or typos, then please let a brother know.
The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married.
How do people like us marry? You've probably walked past in a public park or a shopping mall a big brand doing some kind of promotion. Might be like the Red Bull car with really good looking people in Red Bull uniforms handing out free Red Bulls. It might be a free sausage sizzle in front of your favourite hardware store, or Veuve Cliquet. Actually, I don't even know how to pronounce that. The wine. But you always see them doing these things where they're doing pop-up champagne bars in fancy locations. Veuve Cliquet? I don't know. Inside the marketing industry, these are called brand activations. I used to do them all the time when I worked on radio. A good brand activation has one goal. It leaves everyone who interacted with it well aware of the brand's qualities and products. Like, you can't walk past the Red Bull car, it's got the Red Bull on the back that looks like a rocket booster, and there's all the hot people, and they're all full of energy, and you have a Red Bull, and you feel the energy. Like, you can't leave that not knowing what Red Bull's about. Like, it's simple. Or you can't see the Red Bull race car, or the Red Bull diving out of a thing, or whatever crazy stuff Red Bull people are doing this week. You can't leave one of those brand activations without knowing everything that Red Bull's about, because their brands are very simple. Spend a couple of bucks on one of their drinks and you feel hypo. Here's the idea. Think of your wedding as a brand activation for you as a couple. You're telling a bunch of people who you are. What do you taste like? What are your values? What are your worldviews? What do you not value? You're saying as much in what you don't do as what you actually do. If everyone from work is invited, that's possibly less special than if a guest is the only person from work invited. That means you single them out as someone who had to be there because they matter to you, and that's who you are. When Justin and Hailey Bieber got married, they had at least three photographers. I talked to one of them from completely different studios, like not at all. They're not like three guys from the one place. Three different people. I think there might have been more. Photographing different things, because that's what they valued. But I've also been to a wedding where there was no photographer, because they didn't value photography. The key here is to figure out, how do people like you marry? How do people like you get married? I'd sit down with your partner and talk through these questions. Write down the answers. Honestly, a bottle of liquid might help. Some kind of liquid in a cup might be a nice blessing here. But be prepared to be vulnerable and honest and authentic with each other as you talk through these questions. You might skip one or two. It's not really like this isn't an exam. The goal is to figure out, how do people like you marry? All right, here we go. What's important to you both? Why? What's important to only one of you? Why? What must happen at your wedding for it even to be called a wedding? Like, what's the break-even point where it's not a wedding anymore, like you call it off? You know, for example, during COVID, there were guest lists, and this is just the reality of life. There were guest lists where, if you know, like these people have to be there, but like below this person, the wedding will still go ahead. Like if that person's in a different state, or if that person gets COVID or whatever, but like above that line, if that person gets COVID, we've got to reschedule the wedding. What have you loved at other weddings and why? What have you hated at other weddings and why? What could force you to reschedule or completely change your wedding? What elements just make a good event? Like, not even weddings, just like what events have you been to? Like, oh, that was a good event. What made it that? Band, music, food, location, timing, you know. Actually, side note, this isn't in the blog post, but I was reading about having deep conversations. I think it was a blog post about fireside conversations, like literally like camping by the fireside, and how there's something about being by the campfire at 10 p.m. where the conversation just goes deep because it's dark, and it's maybe there's like a little bit of light from the fire, maybe there's a drink, and that's a completely different event to all of us sitting there at 7 a.m. on Tuesday. It might not be as deep just because of the location and the time. What music have you liked at other events that you've been to? Like live music, DJ, or like non-professional music, just an iPod going? If it has been just like a playlist going, how has that impacted the event? That kind of thing. Like even, have you appreciated the fact that a DJ, and I'm not talking like a top 40 DJ, but like a professional music player, how they might fade things out, like play things at the right time. Have you appreciated that? Does it matter to you? What kind of food service have you enjoyed at events before? Have you enjoyed a sit-down dinner or finger food, a buffet or a food truck? And what have been the pros and cons of events you've been to with those kind of foods? What kind of vibe do you think you could have as a couple? Like you as a couple, what's your vibe? Like look around your house. What kind of vibe are you projecting to guests, to your house? Look across your social media, your Pinterest boards, whatever it is. Like what's your vibe? What's your colour? What's your kind of mood? Like are you minimalist, maximalist? Are you, who are you as a couple? Look around your current environment, just like your wardrobe and job, how you feel. Like what's your vibe as a couple? Do you like photography? Like, just generally, like, have you seen photos of unlike that photo? What have those photos been of? Have those photos been of people, of things, of landscapes, of dogs? What kind of photography do you like? Stop and just really think. Like, have you like oversaturated photography, undersaturated photography? Oversaturated is like lots of color, undersaturated is like a little bit less color. Me personally, I probably like a little bit undersaturated, but you know, a little bit contrasting. So you got to find your own vibe. Like, what do you like in photography? What kind of photos would you like of your wedding day if you do want photos of your wedding day? Do you like short videos? Like YouTube shorts, videos like this, I don't know. Like what have you liked? What don't you like? Do you like that this is on a tripod? This is still, I'm talking in front of it. Do you like this or do you like it kind of like where it's a bit shaky or I don't know. What do you like? What kind of vibe do you like in videos? This is a big one. What do you think the most important part of a wedding should be? What do you think the least important part of a wedding can be? What do your parents / family want you to do when you get married? Does that matter to you? What's an event that we've hosted as a couple, that you've hosted as a couple, that you've thought went really well? Like, you know, that birthday party, that housewarming, whatever it is. Like, what's something you've done together as a couple where you're like, oh, that was a banging event? With that event, what went well, what didn't go well? Think through some of the logistics of that. Do a bit of a post-event report, even if it was months or years ago. How big's too big for a wedding? How small's too small? Do you want your marriage to be better than your wedding? Hopefully the answer to that is yes. These questions will hopefully lead to just more questions. You might just have a deeper conversation. Hopefully it'll lead to better conversations. Your vulnerability and authenticity will win here, and so just make room for each of you to try and flesh out these thoughts and ideas. A couple of points. Please remember these ones. I don't know is a really good answer. It's fine to not know. Point two, we're just talking. None of this is concrete. We're just having a chinwag, having a chat. Number three, answers are not a swipe at the other person. Like, if it seems like your partner might be having a go at your mother, they're probably not. Or at least assume not. Unless they say, hey, I'm having a go at your mum at this. Answering these questions can dredge up decades, generations of trauma and family abuse and expectation and trauma and just... So, yeah, people don't want to rock the boat all the time. So be prepared for that. Finally, remember the goal. We're getting to a place where you are having the biggest and the smallest wedding at the same time, because every guest, every vendor, every cost will be there with intent. You're not doing anything wasteful. You're not doing anything just because the Joneses did or because your mum wants you to. You're doing things with purpose. Planning a wedding with intention is massively going to reduce stress, pain, and cost. And it's funny, like, doing all this, talking to my wife and friends, like, we don't want to talk about budget weddings, cheap weddings. The fact is, it's going to be cheaper because you're being intentful. Even if this becomes bigger than you want it to be, it'll be as cheap as you need it to be, because it just is what you need it to be. Like I said before, I suggest doing this over a bottle of your favorite liquid as well, anything to lubricate that path to freedom. The end result of all this questioning should be a list of things that will happen when people like you get married.
Find the rest of The Rebel's Guide at the website www.therebels.guide and on social media at Hello Josh Withers. The Rebel's Guide to Getting Married is created by Josh Withers. Music by Jeremiah Buzniak. This has been a Withers XYZ production. Unless you didn't like it. Which is weird, because you're still listening.